Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So, Jeremy, yeah. From the neighborhood, we're so excited to have you here for the Alt Buffalo birthday show. We're turning five, and there's no one else we'd rather spend the day with than with the neighborhood, Joywave and Flora Cash. We're looking forward to having you here in Buffalo.
Excited to come. New York's a great place. Excited to have those Buffalo chicken wings. Excited to play the show.
Now, you guys are no strangers to Buffalo. You've been here before. I'm assuming you've had the wings before.
Yeah, we have. You guys, am I wrong in thinking that you guys invented the chicken wing?
We did. Yeah, we'll take credit for it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I think I went to the restaurant where, like, they have the clout of the originator of the chicken wing.
Yep, and that'd be the Anchor Bar.
Me and my friend had a fiesta over there.
We can't wait to have you back here. And we're also, there's been a lot of teases you guys have been putting out on Twitter of your new music. So I'm assuming by October 1st, you'll have some new music for us.
By October 1st, you will definitely have some new music from us. Yeah, I won't even say maybe by the end of this month. Yeah, we'll have maybe 5 new songs out. We have an EP called Ever Changing coming out. And I think it's supposed to drop 21st of this month.
Yeah, I've been doing my homework, so it looks like September 21st. Yeah. I've been trying to put the pieces together of all the like samples of the tracks you've been giving us, too, and I've really enjoyed them, and especially because the videos you put with them, they seem a little psychedelic, and I'm just kind of wondering what's maybe the inspiration behind some of this new music?
Well, we collaborated with this guy his name is Adam Alessi, and he's got this really cool touch to, like, make this DIY, you know, spend an hour making a video. It makes it seem really trippy, and his touch is really good. So we've been working with him, and I would probably like to credit him for most of the visuals. And then second to Adam, I'd probably credit Jesse. Jesse's really good with like, visuals and how he wants to present stuff. And Jesse's really been kind of, like, the driving force behind this EP. This EP was basically always a plan to be released in like a series of EPs and albums, and it's supposed to like spell out like a neighborhood playlist, like the neighborhood. The album was a part of Hard to Imagine the Neighborhood Ever Changing is this EP, and so we basically made like 25 songs roughly, and then figured out what songs we want to put on what EP or what album, and then after the album, after 20 songs, we're pretty much. But it was a lot of work, and Jesse basically said, like, hey, I want to really take the reins on this. Would you guys feel comfortable, like, you know, giving me, like, pretty much full creative control? And then the rest of us were like, yeah, go do your thing. And he would basically work with his engineer and, like, start hitting up some rappers to, like, get on the track. So, yeah, I'd probably credit Jesse for a lot of, like, the creative direction, and then Adam for most of the visuals.
Well, that's cool, because I was going to ask you, you know, you guys have worked with a lot of different artists, a lot of different rappers, everyone from G-Eazy to French Montana. Obviously, it sounds like you've been collaborating recently as well. And so just kind of curious, out of anybody in the future, who else would you like to collaborate with?
Oh, I mean, so many people. It probably leans more on producers for me than it does artists. I really like, you know, I mean, a real end-all, be-all dream would be the guy, his name is slipping me, but the dude who basically, he's in the band of Portishead, where he, like, produces all of Portishead. Or producers is, like, a producer of Radiohead. His name is Nigel Godrich. That would be a real dream.
Well, you never know. Someday it might just happen. And we are so excited to be celebrating our birthday with you. And since it is a birthday show, I want to ask you, do you have a favorite birthday, either whether it's a memory or a birthday party? What's kind of something personal about a birthday that you loved?
You know, me and my buddy Zach, who's also in the band, are one day apart in birthdays.
Oh, really?
Ever since we've been friends, we've always kind of celebrated birthdays together. So not no one party sticks out, but I've always loved, you know, I think birthday parties have a lot of pressure on the person having the birthday, and it's always nice to kind of, like, lean on a friend and do it together. And it's always been a good time having, like, us have combined birthdays. And
that's really cool, though, that your birthdays are so close. And don't worry, there's no pressure here for the Alt Buffalo birthday show. But I'm kind of hoping there'll be some cake at the birthday show. So do you at least have, like, a favorite kind of cake?
Ooh, the majority of us would say anything but chocolate.
Okay.
Ice cream cake is always appreciated. And I'm going to be honest, I think, you know, this might be a controversial thing, but I think the majority of us would rather have cupcakes over cakes.
Oh, no, I can see that. Cupcakes are easier because they're just like less, you know, I don't know, less dense. It's just easier to eat a cupcake, I feel like.
Yeah. And you don't need to like wait in line for someone to like cut you a slice off this like little plate. And,
yeah, you just take it when you want it, right?
Take it, yeah.
I thought you were going to say you guys were like pie guys.
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, I'll see if we can work up an ice cream cake or maybe some cupcakes or something. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, very nice.
Thanks for chatting with us, Jeremy. We're so excited to see the neighborhood Monday night at Buffalo River Works. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, Alt family, grab them now, alternativebuffalo.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.